You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we want to go ahead and welcome everybody to the October 11th Westminster Regular City Council meeting. Go ahead and call the meeting to order. And if you would stand, Ms. Aldrich, Reverend Aldrich, for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray together. Good and gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day, for the changing of the seasons that is among us, that reminds us of your providence in all of our lives. God, bless this meeting tonight, that we may be kind and compassionate and loving, and that we may discern your will for the work of our city, which we love so much. We continue to lift up Yusuf's family and friends, God, and we know that he is smiling down on us tonight, and we just ask that in everything we do, we can love like he loved his city, each of us, and his country. In your holy name we pray, let all God's people say.
Amen. Amen.
Let's salute the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certify a quorum.
I certify a quorum.
And I want to take just a minute to introduce Ms. Ruth May. Would you please stand? Let everybody meet Ms. Ruth May. She's our sole person running for the vacant council seat this time. Thank you for coming. At this time, we're going to open the floor for public comments. Who do we have on the list?
Jessica Glimp.
Ms. Glimp.
Yeah, you
want
to trade
spots.
Good job.
Franklin Jones.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Mr. Jones.
Well, yeah. Howdy, y'all. I'm Franklin Jones. Y'all might know me from a meeting back in, June. But I live over yonder on James Street. Some of y'all may pass my house every day. But anyway, I'm out on PR bond because of some judge named William Derrick. I guess he's the judge here in town. So, long story short, it seems technically funny. I can't attend my own trial. It's kind of disturbingly hilarious. But that being said, I've been charged, amongst other things, meter tampering here in the city of Westminster. That's tampering with either your electric or water meter. And I was just on the website today, you know, just perusing that code there, making sure we didn't amend anything at the last second. And lo and behold, we didn't. So it's still the same code, basically, most municipalities use. And, you know, starting from the bottom of the code, if somebody, I mean, Section G, dear God, Section G of 50.02, damaging or tampering with facilities of the city, including unauthorized use, tampering, or bypass and diversion of city utilities. This is the law we're talking about here. So, Section G of this law says, amongst other things, receipt of benefit of such, I'm trying to read this without my glasses. Now I can see. All right, receipt of benefit of such actions in the event the person actually performing the, in my case, I guess, altering of the meter device, does not admit to the act, charges shall not be filed. Well, I mean, that alone is like in the code, right? It's like G. Charges shall not be filed. But yet I'm waiting on a jury trial that I can't get to, that I obviously didn't plead guilty to, right? For meter tampering. Now, one has to believe that I paid cash money for the Taj Mahal down there at 107 James Street, right? Because that's what the tax assessor of this county thinks it is. But, so I bought the house outright with cash money. And then, lo and behold, somehow, right, I had to tamper with either the water or electric meter to steal services from the city. And somehow this all happened within a couple months of me moving here, right? So the history of my electric and water use is very limited. And this code speaks to all that. I don't want to bore you with reading it all out loud, but clearly, I didn't plead guilty to none of this. This judge has a duty, at minimum, to make his pals at the Bar Association not look like fools. That's probably his primary duty. Somewhere down the line, looking out for me probably has some effect on things. Now, I hope this judge certainly took it upon himself to look at what the city has in reference to me and the allegations against me. So, I guess, have I talked long enough?
Yes, sir, you 3 minutes.
Y'all just holler at me. They held signs up for me at the county thing.
We're glad you got to speak, but that is a legal question, and we don't even know about what's going on there. That's something you
understand. Well, I understand, but y'all have a contract.
Understood.
So, y'all are on the hook for it.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Next up.
Jessica Quip. Okay, so I am here to talk about the Bigfoot Festival happening this weekend, and my cohorts have come to ask if they can give me their 3 minutes as well, just in case y'all have questions or in case we don't get it all in 3 minutes. We are looking to do our third festival this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. So this is the first year we have done it as a two-part event. Friday will be 4 to 9. We will have craft and food vendors on the streets. We will have a really great 80s band. We're kind of doing a costume, 80s costume night that evening as well. And then we will have a speaker session in the depot. Saturday, much like we have done in the past, we will have individual speaker sessions in several venues up and down Main Street. We will have food and craft vendors. We will have some contests. And it looks to be pretty good weather this year, so hopefully we won't have any issues like Apple Festival did. But yeah, we are looking forward to a pretty decent crowd. The past couple of years we have seen about 15,000, so we're hoping for about the same. Anybody have any questions, thoughts?
Two real quick. Yes. There's a parade on Friday, right?
There is a parade as it stands right now.
Okay.
So unless something changes,
what time is that?
6.
You say on Friday?
Yes. So we, last year after the festival, we kind of got feedback from a lot of the department heads and just people involved with the festival in general. And it kind of leaned towards, we had a really large die-off in the crowd late in the afternoon last year.
Right.
So our thought was to try and pattern it more like Apple Festival does, because they seem to do so well at having a consistent crowd.
Right.
We're technically 4 years old, they're 60 years old, so we still have a lot of things that we can learn from kind of how they do things. So we're trying this year to see if it works. Kind of a different type of crowd, but we shall see. So.
Question.
Yes.
Remind me of the time on Saturday, 10 to 6.
Saturday is 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Okay. Cool.
Y'all got the insurance situation worked out?
We have two different companies working on that, so we're just seeing which one is going to be more cost effective.
Very good.
Yep, so that's where we're at.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Very good. Anybody else have questions? Okay.
Excited about it.
Yes, me too.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's see. What can
They were all just trying to give me their time in case I needed it.
Sometimes just.
That's what these other names are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, you're safe.
Just to cover up for time.
Yeah.
You'll have to have one last name, don't get.
Well, there you go.
Oh, people slaughter, it's fine.
That's it?
Mrs. Sasquatch.
All right, next we'll move on to special recognition of city utility employee. Mr. Baker, would you stand up here, please, sir? I think this is one of my favorite things in the world to do and probably one of my favorite people to do it for. We have a certificate of completion for the city of Westminster. In honor of your outstanding performance and dedication, we gladly present this award to Corey Baker for completion of the graduation requirements for a Class A electric distribution system lineman, awarded on 5/26/2022 by the City of Westminster. And we've got a letter. Who's the letter from? Can't read it.
It's either from Lee or Richard.
Lee and Richard. It's our pleasure to inform the City of Westminster, South Carolina, and others that Corey Baker has diligently sought his improvement within the field of electrical distribution as a lineman and has progressed to the degree of knowledge commensurate that of a Class A lineman. His previous lineman schoolwork, numerous tailgate discussions and instruction sessions, and widely varied field experience, including substation circuit work, 12.47 kV distribution feeder, and subfeeder construction and troubleshooting has accumulated and elevated him to that esteemed position of being trusted in the safe operation of the Westminster Electric Utility Distribution System as a Class A lineman. We're proud of you, my friend. Thank you all so much.
Hey, why don't y'all come around, Council,
yeah.
If you will, let's get a picture of Corey. And would you like
let's
to
do that.
Favorite thing, Jimmy.
Are you sure? Who's standing up there with him? You want to take a picture with
him?
Congratulations.
Yes,
we
are proud of you.
Hey, before we take his picture, can we make him promise and swear that he'll never leave the city of Westminster?
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, you hang on to this.
Okay.
For y'all that don't know, that's pretty hard to do what he's done.
It's a nice milestone for these guys to reach.
It's impressive. They can carry that Class A with them anywhere they want to, but we won't let them.
Now, we need to be closer to
you. He's got bronze to swear.
That's right. This is preacher staying, right?
No. I
was going to
say, we got to pretend like we like each other. Should we get
closer?
That's
what
I'm going
to say. Are y'all going in? Y'all I think we're going. We're doing the side thing.
Sideways.
There we go.
Sideways. My hand will stick out.
Everybody look at me. Say cheese.
Cheese.
All right, there we go. Congratulations.
Good job, brother.
Congratulations. Thank you. You guys
can
stay.
Yeah, I think that's more room sideways. Yeah.
He's
getting a raise.
We
want
to know if he gets a
raise.
Papers,
papers.
Oh,
Here, Corey. Put that with us. Just make sure you get it back to him so we can get your frame.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. All right, next we got comments from mayor and council. Does anybody on council have anything they'd like to say?
I do.
How about it?
That's okay, Mr.
Yes,
Mayor.
Ma'am.
I hate I wasn't here in September when we presented the resolution on the civility discourse and the civil discourse. That was a really powerful presentation for, I know for me, and I'm sure for Davey, Miss Snipes in Charleston. And so thank y'all for passing that. And I just think it's something that would also make Mr. Methlow very proud of us, because I think he always tried to lead by example in that way. And folks would come at him and he would just be kind, and that's what we all want to do. So thank you so much to my fellow council for doing that.
Anybody else?
I do.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank our city employees, all of you, so much. Just getting to work with you daily after before I became on council, it was a joy. But I watch what you do. I appreciate it. And I appreciate how you deal with people. and that people could be me someday. So. But, you know, and it could be the smallest thing, but you really care. And we really, really appreciate you. I want you to know that.
Yeah, pass that along to you guys, too.
Yes. Maybe,
I don't think I have really paid as much attention as I do now. And they care themselves extremely well. All of them do. And there's not been one instance past any city employee where I thought, oh, but it's always a good feeling. So let them know they're doing a good job. People are taking notes.
And two of our city employees are future Rotarians. They're going to join the Westminster Rotary Club, Chief Patterson and Riley.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yeah, a couple things. I want to say it's good to have Lacey Moore now back. As much as she's going to be with us, she's had her baby. She's had to deal with some things with that. Yep. And so she has handled the PR committee from a hospital with a child in NICU and stuff like that, and having to run back and forth. And she's done a fantastic job with that. We have the Christmas parade coming up because I deal with the Public Relations Committee on December 2nd, 6:30, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. The theme is West Whoville. So make sure that everybody's out to do that, support it. It's going to be a real good time, and they're working hard on getting things right. And you got anything else? Halloween is coming up. We're celebrating that on the 29th.
So the Musical Main is the 29th, and as far as I know, the Sons of American Legion are doing a haunted house on the 29th.
Right.
We have not really had much participation in Musical Main as far as the businesses side of things in a hot minute. So we did a Musical Main last year, but a lot of the people seem to like being in the neighborhood more than they liked being on Main Street, because there was only two businesses set up on Main Street. So we're going to try to do like a trick or treat on Halloween, because the church will be having their little fall festival thing on Halloween night. So there won't be like an official boo on Main Street.
Yeah, thank you, Lacey.
While we're on that topic, I was asked earlier this week how somebody can get signed up to be in the Christmas parade.
Really, the sign-up, we have a sign-up, but it's not really an official one. It's just kind of get an idea of how many numbers. Other than that, they need to be in the beside the Dollar Tree in the parking lot, and they'll get lined up and come on down.
So just show up and go?
Show and go.
There's normally like a Google form that we put out just to gauge interest, yeah. But most people don't fill it out. So it's just the same old show up.
Chief?
Flush this year?
December 2nd or 3rd?
It's a
Friday. The Friday.
December 2nd.
Yeah, we're trying
Friday.
To stick with the first Friday of every December.
Okay. Yep. West Whoville.
I'll be there.
Let's hope not.
Anything else? All right, I've got a letter from Foxwood Hills, Keith Lukowski, general manager. Says, good.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you called me. Mayor Ramey and City Council, the Foxwood Hills Property Owner Association was saddened to learn of Councilman Yusuf Meffa's death. The passing of Yusuf not only represents a great loss for the city of Westminster, but to the entire area. A man whose work touched the lives of countless individuals, he dedicated his life to ensuring that every human being had the opportunity to build a better future for themselves and those they cared about. He will be remembered as a leader who sought solutions to bring people together and make positive change. Many of our members had the chance to come to know him through Yusuf's Kitchen, and our thoughts, prayers, and sincere condolences go out to you, his family, friends, and citizens of Westminster. Best regards. So I wanted to share that with y'all. Now, do we have any response from the PMPA regarding the G Energy presentation?
No, I had no response.
Okay. And then last month, we passed first reading on the concert fund loan agreement for the VFD project. And we had some discussion about Amendment 4 that would lower the cost.
And to do an amendment, you have to pass two readings of an ordinance.
Right.
So you did that first reading. My hope was that we would have it ready for second final reading this meeting. But tomorrow is the hopeful go live date for those VFD pumps.
Okay.
So we have Richard Tucker and the electrical contractors and a couple of other folks, along with our water and electric folks, meeting out there tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have those pumps running by tomorrow night. Then we can close, once they're running, we can then certify that they're working and then close out the loan.
Okay.
So my hope is you'll have it November, but at the latest at this point, I think it'll be December unless one of those pumps fail.
Okay.
So that's, I told you I was doing it in hopeful anticipation.
And that's why I asked, because it wasn't on the agenda. I was hoping something hadn't gone wrong. We just hadn't got to that point yet.
It was scheduling, and with Lee Baker leaving, he wanted to get a couple other things finished first. So we did this.
Well, that answered another question. Were they up and running yet? So they're not. And then last month, we also talked about having an option for multiple account holders to make one payment and save on the credit card fee. You were going to call about that. Did you find anything out?
Well, we've done some additional research after council allowed us to pass through those fees with our financial software vendor. And there are a number of rules and hoops we have to jump through to be able to pass any fee along, particularly when it comes to Visa.
Mm-hmm.
So the software provider is currently writing software that will allow us to pass through the fees that we are allowed to pass through with Visa as the card provider. They're the toughest one to satisfy. So if you satisfy them, you satisfy everybody else, which is what I'm bringing out.
Yeah.
And that software is expected to be available in March of 2023. So it's longer than I had thought or that I had hoped. But there have been some changes with, and we use a company called QS1, and their software code writer, for lack of knowing what it's actually called, they are working on getting that implemented for all their clients, and that's when it'll be available. So at that time, we will get new point of sale systems that, the one we have in City Hall right now, I think it's circa 1997. We'll have modern ones there, and we should be able to also take payments at the rec department, but that will all come together.
Okay.
So at that point in time, if we can consolidate the fees, we will have them consolidated. So if you pay for more than one account, it's probably going to be like a per use of the card. So if they're making more than one payment, it's probably only going to be a fee based off of one payment, even if there's two in it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It does.
We're following the rules and regulations provided to us by the credit card companies. And so however that susses out will be what we give to the customers.
Very good. Well, we're just trying to follow up with it. Does anyone have anything else? All right. We'll move on to old business. First up, second reading, ordinance number 2022-10-11-01. This is for the Economic Development Incentive Program. We've had first reading. It passed. Can we have a motion for second reading?
I'll make a motion. Do I need to read it all out?
Do you need him to read it all out?
If you don't mind reading it for the motion and then the second, you can just do a second.
Then I'll make a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number 2022-10-11-01. Do I need to keep going? All right. Ordinance authorizing and establishing an economic development incentive program to encourage private investments in the incentive area of the city of Westminster, South Carolina. Authorizing and establishing a program to grant special property tax assessment to certain rehabilitated historic properties and other matters related to thereof.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yep.
Dale?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Item 2, second reading ordinance number 2022-10-11-02. This is the pole attachment licensing agreement. Do we have a motion to pass second reading?
Sorry. Did I cut you off?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do you make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion. Do I have to read the whole thing?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. In the church, we just say so moved. I make a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number 2210-1102, an ordinance approving the execution and delivery of a pole attachment license agreement by and between the City of Westminster, South Carolina, and Spectrum Southeast, LLC, and other matters related thereto.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Once we do the second reading, do we know when work will begin?
I do not. What we'll do is tonight, after the mayor signs the two agreements, we'll send those to the attorneys, and once we get the return copy back, they will let us.
Okay. I'm hoping quick.
Could be.
Okay.
When I say quick, you know, within 6 months.
Okay.
You have to say quick slowly when you say quick that way.
What you mean
it's
is
quick.
Yeah, I think they first approached us with this agreement about 9 months ago. So, and we moved at their pace. Our attorneys moved quickly whenever they gave us something to respond to. So.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Call for a vote.
Audrey?
Yep.
Dale?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
All right, item 3, second reading ordinance number 2022-10-11-3. This ordinance deletes certain provisions in the code of ordinances.
I make a motion to accept the ordinance 2022-10-11-3, an ordinance deleting certain provisions of Title 3, Chapter 35 of the City of Westminster Code of Ordinances pertaining to its purchasing and contracting policy, adding Title 3, Chapter 38, Title Procurement, and others matters related thereto.
Second.
Motion and second. Last month we discussed this, and there was a $100,000 limit we're increasing for the administrator to just go ahead and make the purchase. Is council okay with that, or does anybody have any suggestions
and so
or requests?
Make sure we're talking the same thing. Right now, the current limit is $7,500
right.
For something that's budgeted, and this ordinance takes it to $100,000. It has to be budgeted. So the example I gave last month is when Chief Patterson bought two police cars, you approved them at $45,000 each in the budget, and they both came in under that price. So with this ordinance, if it were in play, I would have been able to sign the purchase order. We would have been able to buy them without coming back to you. Chief Smith, the vehicle he's buying is about $900 over what you approved, so that would still have to come back to you, even though it's under that $100,000 threshold. At any time, it's what you've approved in the budget for what you approve if it's not written in the budget. So the $100,000, it's a big jump. The $7,500, I'd say, is a really old number. You choose it. If you want it to be less, you make sure that you're comfortable with it. But anything that's purchased, you're either authorizing with the approval of the budget, or you're authorizing it, or we're coming to you here within the course of the year to ask for your approval or something to purchase.
My understanding is, based on what I listened to in the recording and what you just said, that approving this second reading would ultimately expedite the process of some of these smaller purchases. $100,000 sounds huge, but like you said, if we had gotten the police vehicles, it just would have been quicker.
Well, Matt could have lost the vehicles if we hadn't We just got lucky because they could sell out a month. So
it's
this
just
is,
a quick, it sounds like just a quicker, smoother process.
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a lot more, I guess, contemporary to the way the world is working now. And there's some things in here, the provisions for how we may ultimately construct Hall Street that are in here that aren't currently in our code that just weren't around 5 years ago.
Right.
And they do all comply with state law. But there are thresholds in here that we talked about last time that ultimately you as a councilman would be comfortable with. Nothing that I'm going to do or staff's going to do is intended to go beyond what you approve in the budget or you give us authorization to.
Right.
It just, it gives us a greater latitude within what you authorize.
Sure. Sounds great to me.
So we have a motion for a second.
We have a second.
Yes.
Yeah. Any further discussion or any more questions? Call for a vote.
Dale?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yep.
Next, under new business, consideration and approval of the mutual aid agreement between Clemson University Police Department and the Westminster Police Department.
Yes, Mayor. Whenever a mutual aid agreement between two law enforcement entities are considered between the law enforcement entities themselves, the governing bodies have to approve those. This goes back to case law. Chief Patterson was approached by the Clemson University Police Department asking for assistance with a number of their events. I think it's good. It gives our officers the chance at overtime pay. Plus, we're able to assist the university if they need it. You have to authorize it. Ultimately, it has Chief Patterson's signature on it, but only after you've authorized.
What do you mean?
You have to approve it. You in essence have to approve it that gives him the right to sign it. Without without your approval, he can't sign it.
We recently redid the ones for all the Oklahoma County municipalities and for the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. We just haven't done one with Clemson. Historically, has there been one with Clemson?
No, we never did one because of some of their ways of doing the ball games and other events. You had to say, I need two spots, and you better fill those two spots. And we can't always say, I'm going to have two people available for willing to come to work. So this gives us a lot more flexibility. They call us and say, we need help. How many can you send? If I can send them zero or four, they can all help that you get. Because the way it was explained to me is they pay too much to their officers, so their officers don't want to work their special events. And they have 200, I think it was 271 events a year. Everything from athletic events, every athletic event, things of weddings, protests, even age, I believe they're just eating money.
Any
Yeah, I think this is one of about 8 or 9 similar agreements that we have with other agencies like Oconee County, Salem, Seneca, Wahala, West Union. Would have to be a couple more to get me up to 8, but I think that's, it's pretty similar language from what the other ones have.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. To consider approval of mutual aid agreement between Clemson University Police Department and Westminster Police Department.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or any more questions? I call for a vote, please.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Number 5 on our new business. Consideration of proposals for the Downtown Master Planning Services. Mr. Bronson, you have given us a book.
Yeah, Mayor and Council, I apologize that I gave you so much to read, kind of.
You know we didn't read all this, right?
Perhaps you didn't.
Yeah.
I read it a couple times just in case one of y'all didn't read it all the way through.
Yeah.
So I was very pleased that we had these three responses to our RFP for a downtown master plan. I'll start off by saying, if you choose any of these three, we will do well. All of these companies are good folks. All of them have been in town. I invited different members of these companies to come into town since I've been here for a variety of things. Some to look at the old Westminster School. Two of these firms have actually walked through it with me. Some to look at the Chaga raw intake, where we now have the VFDs. We've got everything aligned now, but when I invited them in, we didn't have it all together. As well as assisted me as we look for ways to improve the downtown. Ultimately, talking with these folks is how I came to know about the Appalachian Region Commission offering the grants to do downtown master plans. So I'm thankful for all three of these companies for their submittal. Whatever you choose, we're good. I thought it my job to go through and make you a recommendation based off of my look at each of the proposals. The one that I recommended is the Bolton Mink. Bolton Mink and Downtown Strategies. Our Bolton Mink, Studio Main, and Downtown Strategies. They came in at budget. Now, it's worth noting that the two that came in right at the amount that we have budgeted, they did their research. They looked to see it. They went through our council minutes to see how much we got awarded, and that's how your numbers come out so easy. But it shows that they did their homework. And if you look at the proposals, there are things that they could do that they put in as alternatives that don't fit within these price points. So there are things that we may want once we get done that aren't included in this price that we have the option to pay for it to or not. I think time will tell. I'm pretty satisfied that what we'll get out of this is the product that we need to be able to go to state and federal agencies to get some of these road improvement grants and possibly some rehabilitation grants for some of the buildings. The reason that I recommended Bolton Mink, Studio Main, and Downtown Strategies is the Bolton Mink group, I think, will do a great job. Studio Main is a guy from West Pelzer named Blake. It's not Blake Stone. Blake Stone's with another group. This gentleman named, his first name is Blake. I apologize for his last name. He has done a lot of small town master plans and corridor planning. If you look through these, you'll see the City of Liberty. You'll see West Pelzer. I think you'll see Iva. Those are downtowns that are about our size. They aren't these much larger ones. So he's got an eye for the smaller towns, and he will assist the bigger company with that. The part that sold me on this proposal over the other two is the downtown strategies that is in there. Downtown Strategies is one of maybe about three or four groups that will come into you can hire to come into a city to help you with commercial recruitment. Downtown Strategies has been used by some of the members, our fellow members on the PMPA board. And Mayor, I think you were there the last board meeting or the one before where one of the members had been using Downtown Strategies, and they rattled off three or four commercial retailers they had gotten into their community, not much bigger than ours. Because what this company does is they go out and they know the big boxes. Now, these aren't mom and pop type entities, but they still are able to bring them into just about any size community. I like that component that they brought to the table that is not in the other two. When you look at the Boudreaux's land plan and Fred Delk, Fred Delk's got a great reputation down in Columbia, but he's a big city guy. I was a little concerned that might be overplayed for us. I know the Land Plan Group. I've worked with them other places. I know the Boudreaux Group. I've worked with them. Wonderful people. Seaman Whiteside, who did our Hall Street Master Plan, did a great job. Rather than give us a fixed price, they gave us a price range with an a la carte. So if you have so many boards done and so much a board, an additional amount per hour, it's a matrix that will take work to figure out what your final price will be. I still don't doubt that they would give us a good product, but and they also included Studio Maine in here, the same as Bald Mink, but they brought DP3 Architects in more on the to propose renderings where if, let's say we were going to build some type of commercial structure proactively, we were going to take on that as a component of what we would do, rather than let the private market build those retail facilities. I thought that may be a bit much for what we were looking at. So I tell you all that, give you my thinking and how I came to recommend Bolton Inc. I gave you all the proposals because I like all three of these companies. I'm going to have to call, after you vote tonight, I'll have to call two people I like very much and say you didn't get it, but I'll get to call another one that I like very much and say you got it. So, there you have it.
Well, I've read through every bit of that, and I work with Seaman Whiteside and DP3 daily. What they do, that's two of our biggest in my field. And one of the buildings that DP3 stuck in here actually was part of that, and I couldn't figure out how they played into it. So I'm glad you explained it. So I'm like, they have nothing to do with what we're trying to do.
Right.
So for what it's worth, I agree with you.
Just a matter of comments, I studied through, that's what I looked for, the size of the cities, the neighborhoods, that was my first thing to look for. And then I want to ask Kevin, when the two main things that stuck out to me between the first two groups was the master plan workshop. $10,000 difference is a big amount to me.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I thought, well, we are a smaller city, you know. That makes a lot of sense to me, but I don't know what would be the difference there between those two groups.
So I had that question too, and the best that I can tell, and I'm just kind of giving you a theory as much as anything, it was going to be the amount of staff they brought to the meetings. So the cost was higher on the one because they were intended to have more staff present. As I talked to, and I believe I talked specifically, I know I talked to all three of these and one other company that's not in here. I told them that when we did the recreation planning with Wall Street, we had a number of virtual calls with the consultants because it was during COVID time, and those worked just fine. Now, I give credit to the company that did the call. They knew how to help us on our side see and understand what they were showing us, but it worked just fine. I told all of these folks that if they needed to trim cost, and that deploying of staff from wherever they come from to Westminster save money, that at least as far as I was concerned, the virtual calls for some of the meetings would be fine. That's my best guess, is that one of them maybe have an intention to use the virtual more than have people travel here. You think even if these folks are in Columbia or Greenville, they're spending 2 or 3 hours on the road, they're charging us for that travel time.
Sure.
And so that's built into the cost. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that answers your question or if I just used up your time, Davian.
No, that's exactly what
I agreed with you. I just wanted to ask Adam his opinion, and I think he's given it. So that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, well, let's see why I said
anything. Oh, I do too. I don't know both. This. But we have had a good rapport with Seaman and Whiteside, and even with the Sewer Authority, a lot of projects we've worked with off and on. But
and for what it's worth, I expect all of these companies to be interested as we move forward on Hall Street.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
DP3, Land Plan, Boudreaux, Seaman Whiteside, Beltman, all these folks will be interested again. And I'm not so sure that Hall Street didn't entice some of them to bid on this.
We got to figure out a way to hide in our minutes so they don't know our minutes. That's another reason your workshops are probably so much. They were trying to figure out how to split that $63,000 in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I guess I don't remember. Is there a reason the third one, Seaman White, did not give us the same type of outline?
they just chose to, like I said, they gave us an a la carte. If you use this many more staff hours, it's this much per hour per staff.
Right. Which was really difficult to read.
It was difficult to read. It can give you more flexibility if you're trying to trim the cost. In this case, we've been awarded $32,000 that we have to match 50%, 100%
right.
of, and we need to spend that much money.
Right.
If we don't, then I've got to do a lot of paperwork before we can complete this to trim it back with the Appalachian Region Commission.
Well, we want to save trees for sure.
So my goal here was let's spend all of it.
Yeah.
Those proposals got us there.
This
if we nice. Were... You know, Seaman Whiteside did this for us when we did Hall Street. They gave us a range, and then as we went through the development of that proposal, there were times I would cut meetings or I would cut an image board so that I could move it to staff time to generate more options. So these other companies can do that too. Seaman Whiteside, that's just how they gave us that proposal.
Okay.
Well, this is a big deal for the city. This is, and I've been told by some of our citizens that we've done this a couple of times in the past, and it's never gotten any further than a plan.
Yeah.
So I just hope we get a commitment from this council. We follow through with it, and it's going to be big for us. The master plan is not just redesigning downtown. It's actually what Kevin was talking about. You can get a lot more grants if you've got a plan, and that's big for us. So what we spend on this right now, we could recoup 10 times over
right.
the next few years. All right, so we need a recommendation or a motion from the council.
I recommend that we move to approve.
If you look down to staff recommends my
look,
last.
Can I just say that? Staff recommends, where is that?
The top page.
Top of the next page. Next page. Flip over.
Oh, staff recommends. So I changed that to council? Or I?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it in the form of a motion,
okay.
please.
I make a motion
yeah.
to award Bolton and Main Studio Main Downtown Strategies the budget for $64,000. Does that work?
That's perfect. Thank you. We need a second.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Any more questions? Now call for a vote.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Aldrey?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am. That's a big step we just took, council. Next, item six, consider creation appointment of the Planning Advisory Committee. We've got, with this master plan, we need to put a committee together that's going to work with them. So do you put 8 to 12 members. Do you have a firm number, or do you want us to try to come up with that?
No, I think if you've got in that range, because you're going to have meetings some people can't make, so having a few more is fine, so that you want to have enough that each time that we have a meeting that we have a quorum, so that we can keep everything moving. What's going to be a little challenging for us that we'll just have to plan well for is navigating through the holidays, because we'll be kicking this thing off right as we get into all that. But it's whatever you like. I could say 20 is way too many, but 8 to 12 is a good number for that reason.
When do you think we'll start?
I will call tomorrow and get a preliminary timeline from the consultant. So we could have the first meeting very likely before Thanksgiving, possibly the week ahead, or maybe the second week of November, if they can mobilize quickly enough.
Can I ask another question about numbers? Do you recommend an odd or an even number, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I think in the end, you're going to have a lot of discussion, and you as the elected body have the final say on
okay.
the proof. So even if you've got an even number that want one thing and an even number that want
right.
the other, you have the final say if it comes to it.
Okay, cool. You saw where that question was coming from there. Thank you.
Well, I would like to see a good diverse mix on this board. I'd like to see some of the local business owners and some young people, of course, some, you know, we've got a big plan coming up for downtown, and we need people who are committed to seeing Westminster grow, and I think those are the ones that are going to really make a difference. So if we can come up with a good, diverse group, get this thing right the first time. So in order to come up with 8 to 12 members, we're going to have to go down the line and ask.
However you choose to, Mayor, I think that might be an efficient way.
All right, Ms. Davey, do you have any?
Don't be
hard
with me.
Come on. Gosh. Do you have any now? Do we need? Should we put council members on this?
I think it would be good to have any of you that want to show up. Well, first off, you'll be invited to all of them.
Right.
So whether you're on the committee or not, one of the consultants suggested that there be at least one councilman.
Do we have a volunteer?
I do. I think that's cool.
Anyone?
Unless somebody else just really wants it, you can have it.
Well, we can have more than one. No, we can have more than one.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else?
If we don't volunteer for this and we do attend that, we'll still have an opinion. I'm assuming it's discussion, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of voting that has to take place. Most of it's going to be on the discussion session.
Kevin,
and that's how the Recreation and Planning Committee works. There's just a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm. I'd
like
to volunteer.
Okay.
Kevin, are we going to see something similar to what we have at Hall Street, where we had an initial committee, and then when we started moving forward, we changed the committee up, or are we going to try to keep it?
This will be the same one.
The same one all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy says Sandra wants to do it. Mm-hmm. So we can make that recommendation.
Yeah, we're going to go down and get everybody's names, and then we'll see how many we got.
Before you get to me.
Well, we're going to get you. We'll get you already on the committee.
Yes.
You got anybody else, Dave?
No.
Adam?
Lacey, you interested?
I've already asked Lacey, so that's a go. She can't say no to both of us.
Okay.
You got anybody else?
No, I'm not putting my neck out anymore. I just did.
All right. I mentioned to Jerry Smith. Jerry Smith said he would be willing to.
That's great.
And Chester Lee. Now, there again, we're going to name all these people. We can decide if we want them all, or we can vote on however many, but we'll get everybody's name out.
Mr.
Mullet
said yes.
Who? What was his first name again?
Joe
Mullet.
Who's that?
Is there anybody from Rotary Club might be interested?
Possibly. Yeah, and I'm on it. All right, and I hadn't talked to Betty Johnson yet, but I was going to ask her. And I won't tell you the reason I came up with a lot of names is because usually the council don't.
Because what?
A lot of times other councils didn't, so I come up with a lot of names. We'll vote on all of them in a minute.
You just go on.
So I got Jerry Smith, Chester Lee, Joe Mullet. Joe Mullet was a principal at Foothills Christian School. I think he would be awesome to help with this. Dave McCutcheon and Betty Johnson. So, Dale, do you have any?
That's 6, right?
Well, we got Audrey, Davey, Lacey, and then the ones I mentioned.
Did you say
we can? We can put as many as we want, and then we can just kind of filter them out.
I'd like to see somebody from one of the churches. We have such a big church influence here in town. But with Audrey being on it, that kind of knocks out. And Judy shaking her head no.
I nominate
you, Kate. Yeah. I appreciate that, but got my hands full right now. Thank you. Okay. And I'd like to talk to James McDowell, possibly because of his knowledge on the history of the town.
Who?
Jamie McDowell. Right
there. Anybody else? All right, Miss Aldridge.
I've given this some thought since I saw this come up. All right, first question, do they have to live in the city limits?
No,
it's a community. Yeah,
I think it's Zach Shaw.
Zach?
Good choice.
I mean,
okay. Anyone else?
Sam Paul.
Now, Jimmy's got to name her.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Not a name.
All right, Jimmy, you got anybody else? Sir?
Wait, yeah. There was a recommendation here to utilize the Planning Commission, which we've done with Sandra, Board of Zoning Appeals, and Recreation Planning Committee. What about Suzette Snedegar?
I think she would be good if she accepted.
If she would accept, I would just be a not owner.
It is.
I think she'd be a great asset.
And not her.
And
Lucas.
That's her husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them would be great.
All right. Who else?
How long do you expect this process to take?
It should take about 6 to 7 months. All three of these companies propose 6-month timelines, but with the holidays, it may stretch out a month because of that.
Okay. So as of right now, we've got Miss Audrey, Miss Davy, Lacey Watkins, Jerry Smith, Chester Lee, Joe Mullett, Dave McCutcheon. All of those have committed. They've always agreed to it.
Wait, Dave McCutcheon has?
Yes, ma'am.
I missed that.
Betty Johnson, I couldn't get in touch with. Jamie McDowell, Zach Sharp, we don't know about. Sandra Powell has committed. And then we've got Suzette or Lucas. So, anybody want to add anyone else? That's 12 names.
Well, if you're all right, I would like you to have Chief Patterson on the group.
Chief Patterson? Which Patterson would that be?
Yay!
Well, one of you mentioned having somebody from Rotary, which you get with you and Mayor, but Chief's
also.
And I think, Davey, you're
going to
join too, aren't you?
Yeah. All right. Matt, you good with that?
Yes.
You could say no if you want, but you can.
I'd like to nominate Kevin Harbin right there because I know he did such great work out with the,
I must respectfully decline.
His phone never stops ringing.
Kevin would have the railroad track sewed in corn and wheat coming up and out there. Which might not be a bad idea. All right, so we got 13 names. You good with that?
Good.
Council good with that?
Yes.
All right.
Sounds great.
Now, do you want to contact them or? Do you want to contact them and ask them, or do you want us to?
If you will, if you gave us a name, if you'll send some contact information to Rebecca, we'll make contact with them.
And contacts.
Set
up. I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
That was quicker than I thought. Mm-hmm. All right, next, under number 7, consideration to approve memorandum of agreement for the detention of juveniles between the South Carolina Department of Juvenile Justice and Westminster.
Yeah, Mayor, I think you know that juveniles have to be detained separately from adults. They have to go to separate facilities. The agreement that we got from the South Carolina Department of Juvenile Justice, in the reading of the language, it says that it would be approved by the governing body. So that's why it's in front of you. It's pretty standard language. And it's a regional facility that we would take these juveniles.
So the $50 a day fee, I mean, all that standard.
That's I call that kind of cheap.
Yeah, I was just curious. So we don't need to be arresting those kids that cost us money.
Don't tell them that. They are expensive. And you have to feed them.
Feed them? House.
You have to feed them.
All right, then I'll make a motion we consider to approve memorandum of agreement for the detention of juveniles between the South Carolina Department of Juvenile Justice and Westminster.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, next under routine business, approval of the September 13, 2022 regular meeting minutes. I have already, and I'm not trying to be too picky, but I look back through the minutes to get my notes a lot of times, and I want to just make sure there's some things added, so I already sent them to Miss Rebecca so she wouldn't have to keep up. But under item 11 in the minutes, I think it's the last paragraph where we talked about the approved $8,705,000 for the program, I would like to amend the minutes to include right after that with a yearly payment of $352,032, just so we know what in the minutes it covers that. The next Item 12, Cooper Mill subdivision bids. HDH Construction LLC for the amount of $474,036.00. Mr. Brunson added that the following bids were received, and didn't we discuss that that was just for the first 100 homes? I'm pretty sure that was for phase one. It was only for 100 homes.
It was for phase one.
Right. So I wanted to add that to the minutes.
Yes.
And then item 15, the OJRSA appointment, we added the resolution. So that needs to be added to the minutes as well.
Can you say that again, Mr. Mayor?
No, ma'am. Which one?
The last one, whatever you just said.
The last one, the OJRSA appointment, we appointed Mr. Brunson. We had amended the agenda to include a resolution.
Okay.
That night, and I wanted that added to the minutes. So other than that, with those amendments, I move to approve the minutes as they are.
Six.
Anybody have anything else?
Sorry.
Rebecca, you okay with that?
Oh,
don't,
yes.
Don't throw that Coke bottle at me.
Leading me over a little bit.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Next, under routine business comments from the city administrator, Mr. Brunson.
Mayor, I gave each one of you this sheet, and Andrea, I forgot to hand you one. I'll give you one later. So as part of our USDORD rural development loan, we're doing our due diligence to get all the right-of-way and encroachment permits and the fees that we would owe Oconee County around $1,400. I asked the county administrator if she would waive those fees. She said she didn't believe she had the authority to. So she wrote this up, and it will be on the next Oconee County Council meeting for council to consider waiving the fees. I give this to you should you happen to speak with one of the council members between now and that meeting. We encourage them to waive the $1,400. It might seem like a few nickels in terms of $8.7 million, but we need all the nickels we can get to make sure the project works.
Sure.
And it's ultimately the people who pay the fee that we're charging the fee back to. So in my mind, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I hope the county council will approve it. I know I've got the support of the county administrator. She wrote this. So I wanted you to know that. The second thing, I have a request. From Reggie Dion. So back when we did the hospitality grant applications, we awarded, what do we call it, the downtown?
Main Street.
Downtown Main Street.
Main Street Westmont Service.
You awarded $2,250. Well, that was Zach Sharp and Reggie Dion. And they did not have, at that time, they had not actually got the nonprofit status for that group. They had intended to do it. Well, Zach's ice cream shop has been successful, so he's been focusing on that, and I think we'd all agree that's a great place for him to put his attention. So it left it to Reggie to come up with putting these concerts on, but the result is they didn't get a tax-exempt status. So I've not been able to give them any money that you awarded them because the staff can only give it to, based off your rules, a nonprofit group. One of the deals, if you will, that we worked out with the PR committee was we had Reggie bring in the bills for the band, and we paid that, in essence, through the PR committee, and we did that with two bands. Reggie also accrued some expenses on his own, so he's given me a list of those expenses. And what I want you to know is this is all I have. There are no more receipts. This is all on this piece of paper that Reggie gave me. And I want you to know that I'm comfortable with what he's given me. He's asked that we reimburse him $1,200 for his out-of-pocket expenses where he paid two additional bands. Three additional bands. Now, they raised money to pay one of the bands, and so he's asking to be reimbursed $100 instead of $5 because they raised $400. But I bring this to you. I'm telling you that I'm comfortable reimbursing Reggie this only if you're comfortable with me doing it. I believe him when he says he paid these bands. The bands had to get paid. We wrote checks directly to two of the five bands, but I'm not going to write him a reimbursement check because that's what it would be. It would not be a hospitality tax grant. There's no recourse on that. There is recourse on the grant. This would just be giving Reggie a check for that $1,200 that he's asked for. So I'm asking you if you're comfortable with that. I didn't make copies with this, but I can pass it around if you want to see it. It just lists the bands that he paid. So that's my request to you. What would you like me to do? I'm happy to do.
What happens with the hospitality tax?
I was going to ask the same question.
So the $2,250 that you set aside for that entity just stays there. That's what we use to pay the $600 that we've paid so far. And if you say that you're okay with me writing Reggie a reimbursement check for $1,200, we would just draw the rest of, that would be a total of $1,800.
So we actually made money on this deal this way.
You would have, yeah. But one of the nights got canceled, so.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
With the $400 he raised, we got a,
yes,
essentially
yes,
got a $400.
He benefited from it. And I've been talking with Reggie along the way, and Dale's been a part of the communications. It isn't. He didn't hit me with this out of the blue. We've been talking about how to keep those concerts moving in the light of the fact that they didn't have the nonprofit status and they were counting on this money to pay the bands. Okay. And I appreciate all the work that he put into it.
Yeah.
So I'm coming to you asking if you're comfortable with me doing it. If you're not, I'll go back and have a conversation with Reggie, but if you are.
I just have one question. So what's the amount left?
So there's $2,250 total. We've spent $600 so far, and then we would pay him another $1,200. So
do you see him not bringing any more receipts? And this is.
I asked him to give me all of it at one time, and so that's what he did.
Okay.
And I can tell him no more, Reggie. Cut him off.
Well, that leaves him $450.
That's because they raised money out for
right.
That.
Period. Oh, gotcha. I got it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think if y'all just are generally okay, if you got heartburn and you want to vote, but if you're okay, if I just see you nod your head, you'll know what I did. And when we get to audit purposes, I'll have a document in there for the auditors to see what we did.
Okay.
All right. That worked. Just wanted to make a note of three dates for you. October 27th, we have rescheduled the joint city-county, I'm sorry, wrong one, the joint city council and planning commission meeting, October 27th, 4 to 6, here at the fire department. We'll probably be in the training room, and this will be with the Wetmore Law Firm. This is the one that we canceled when the hurricane came through because the ladies at the law firm actually live down at the coast.
That's the zoning stuff.
That's the zoning.
What time?
4 to 6.
Is there a way to call in the docs?
Yeah, if you want to.
I mean, I'm going to be on the beach, but I think I need to call in.
I can put you on my phone. We've done that before. You ask Dale, I'll only hang up on you 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, that's about it.
The next date that I wanted to remind you of is the November 1st from 5:30 to 6:30. The Recreation Planning Committee will meet at City Hall. And that's been a while since we've met, and there are just some organizational things that we'll talk about. I don't imagine there'll be any heavy decisions that come out of that meeting, but. Mayor and Adam are part of that committee. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to be, it's a public meeting.
Okay.
What time is that one going to be at?
5:30 to 6:30. And it'll be at City Hall or the conference room.
Always stuffy in there. Y'all have that.
And then the last thing that I wanted to bring up that I want to make sure that you're comfortable with me having on your agenda for next month. And Jessica had to leave, but I think it may be time for you to have a discussion as a city council about what you want your PR committee to do and not do. there are some challenges that we have with the, I think our group does a great job right now in organizing the Halloween event, helping with the Bigfoot Festival, if there was any assistance with the Apple Festival, as well as doing the Christmas Parade. But sometimes I have discussions with them about what they should be or not doing, and I think they want to do more than I'm letting them do. For instance, they want to have t-shirts and be able to sell them. I've been holding that back because if they're using city money and they're selling a shirt, then that money should come back. But they aren't city staff, so they shouldn't be selling city. You see where I'm going with that? So I want to make sure that I'm doing what you want me to do in regards to being flexible with what they want to do. And there's been enough discussion around about a number of things. My suggestion to you is that you have some discussion as a group at the next council meeting or in December and give me some feedback as to what you'd like to see them do so that they can also benefit from that. You've got a few people doing most of the work. You've got other people who want to be a part of it but don't know how to. Creating some clarity would really help.
Is that something that maybe you can get with them on before then and show us where those differences are?
Yeah.
Just to give us a better idea, they're just not just t-shirts or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now you want to do that in December or next month?
When Jessica and I met, I don't know, a week or so ago, and she asked if I minded doing it in November, and I told her, as far as I was concerned, I was fine with that, but it's up to you when you choose to have that discussion. So if you're comfortable with it being on your November council meeting, I'll put an item on your agenda so you can have the discussion.
Bring it on.
I'll try and give you as much in writing to contemplate that I know about as possible.
You're good at that.
Putting stuff in writing?
Yeah.
Would you remind me when our next council meeting is, what date that is?
It is November 11th or 13th.
Okay.
So or maybe it's the 15th. When I say 13th, I mean 15th. Is that how we do that? It's the 15th.
Okay. Thank you. I know the election's the week before that. And I'd just like to say we do appreciate, I know the work that they do, and I know that so much of our town, which would be it, pour their heart and lives into it. But, you know, as a city, we need to be really encouraging and supporting and sponsoring, you know, getting things clear so that everybody can work together as much as possible and to lift the weight off of some of the folks.
But it's hard enough to get people to volunteer.
It is. It's very hard.
And you can tell people things 7 different ways, carry out visions, and you're still going to have people not that. I know that being a pastor.
I put about 15 times a week. I'm still here.
So you're good with November?
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess if we end up having a heavy agenda, we'll maybe push it back to November. But I thought this was a pretty light 7:15.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
have regular dinner. Oh, we always go have an executive session.
Yeah,
we're not finished yet. All right, so that's all on your part. All right, next we need a motion to move into executive session for receipt of legal advice regarding procurement matters. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it. Oh, and remind everybody to go vote. We got one candidate, but we want her to get a bunch of votes.
That's right.
The RFP Club is having a drop-in.
Yes, that'll work.
Yes. To meet Ruth on the 27th. Is that right, Judy? 27th at what time?
5:00. Are we taking a break?
No,
okay.
We got.
Y'all stay long enough, President.
I made a motion going to executive session. Did we get a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.